This podcast of Strange Brain Radio is a production of Storm Foundry Studios. I'm your host, Rusty Bender, the original Angry Little Man. Good evening, America, and all our friends abroad. You're listening to SBR News without the sandwich. Much has been made of late of the controversy surrounding same-sex marriages. Everything from biblical references to the destruction of the nuclear family has been cited by those who wish such legislation never to see the light of day. However, a far more insidious trend is gaining popularity with today's singles, who are experimenting with ever bolder methods in a search to find a mate. This new trend is not merely an attack on family values, it threatens the very future of humanity. I traveled to England to meet Stuart, a man whose story is so shocking, those with delicate constitutions are advised not to listen. Stuart, what happened on the evening of February 19th of this year?
Well, on the evening in question, I left work early. I'd nicked a couple of tickets to the game, and I was heading home to surprise the missus. Only when I got there, she wasn't alone.
She had company.
That's putting it mildly. She was in bed with a bloody crocodile. I saw them big reptilian eyes staring at me and I almost sold my trousers.
Your wife was having relations with a crocodile. How did that make you feel?
Well, I felt totally inadequate, of course. Crocodilius Atticus has barely had to evolve in over 40 million years. There was here with the dinosaurs. Nature obviously favors the species. How can I compete with that?
So how did you handle the situation?
Well, I've been in a few scraps, but I didn't think my hand-to-hand skills was up to the task of taking on a large reptile. So I bobbed off down to the basement and I shut off the heat. I waited a couple hours for him to go torpid, and I crept upstairs and beat the piss out of him with the billy.
And how are you handling the marriage situation?
Well, I've had to move on, of course. I met a nice Cayman lady, and we're getting on quite well.
What could you possibly have in common with a Cayman?
Well, I won't lie to you. We've had our difficulties, but you look for common ground. For one, we both like basking in the sun. And she's a wonderful provider, and the capybara meat is quite tasty. If things keep progressing as they are, I don't see any reason why we won't settle down and have ourselves a brood.
But interspecies breeding can't possibly produce offspring.
Well, that may be, but it sure is fun trying, isn't it?
If that alone wasn't enough to frighten you, I met a man who has given up vertebrates entirely and is now dating a jellyfish.
Well, Cindy's dad was none too pleased with me dating his daughter, me being human and all. So I brought over a couple parcels from the seafood section of the Super Walmart. He warm to me. You know, they ain't got no supermarkets in the ocean. But that was just the beginning of our troubles. See, Cindy used to be dating this Portuguese man of war. One night, him and one of his lobster buddies was laying for me outside my apartment, and they jumped me as I was going to my car. Now maybe they're just trying to throw a scare into me, but I don't go for that. So I muscle off one of them lobster claws, and I eat it with a pat of butter and some lemon. This guy can't believe it. I'm standing there right in front of him, eating his arm. You know, you lose a limb, it takes the fight right out of you. But hey, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm not a bad guy. I figure, you know, he'll grow back another one, so no harm done. But talk about bringing a knife to a gunfight, come on. I got 3-foot reach on any crustacean. I got opposable thumbs and fine motor skills to manipulate tools. And I'm on my home turf, you know, come on, dry land. You know, I could see if he was waiting for me in some tidal pool or maybe caught me in the bathtub. But I'm in my own parking lot. He's lucky I don't take a tire iron to his head. They left me alone after that. You don't have to be in too many street fights where you eat another guy's arm before you start getting a reputation as someone not to be messed with. As for Cindy and I, we're very happy.
So there you have it, folks. Men and women looking to other species to find life mate. In the human race, is the finish line extinction? Only time will tell. I'm Arthur Sandwich for SBR News. Good night, and be well.
Chemical warfare in the Middle Ages consisted of catapulting plagued bodies into enemy towns.
During Desert Storm, Iraqi soldiers attempted to surrender to an unmanned aerial vehicle.
The state that contributed the most soldiers during the U.S. Civil War was California.
These are the interesting stories that only Military History Podcast can deliver. To subscribe, go to www.militaryhistorypodcast.blogspot.com or type Military History into iTunes. Military History Podcast, bringing you the strangest anecdotes, most innovative technology, and most significant events in military history.
Hey everybody. This week we say goodbye to Don Adams, aka Maxwell Smart, from the TV spy spoof Get Smart. Don was also the voice of Tennessee Tuxedo and Inspector Gadget. Mr. Adams' talents will certainly be missed. As always, you can reach me at strangebrain@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on my website at strangebrainradio.libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com. Don't forget to check out the Technical Difficulties podcast with Kai and Chris Conroy, my twin brother. He got all the talent, but I got all the evil.
When you say but, you've said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say but,
I'll leave you with this week's beer minute. It's a Danish word that I won't even bother to try to pronounce. There's just too many consonants. But I'm sure you'll find hundreds of uses for it in your daily language. It's spelled O-L-F-R-Y-G-T. And it's the fear of running out of beer.
When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
Music is provided by Scott Helm of IncoherentMumblings.com. Stay cool, my friends.
Thank you.